Oh, come on now, cut it out. What's the name of that sound, fellas?
Simon
lives again.
Oh, would you believe it? Hey, I told you, this is the last half hour of the Lunavout of the,
the
triumvirate. We held down the fort for all by our little old lonesomes, and now we're going to have a half hour Lunavout.
What does triumphant mean?
Triumvirate.
Oh, triumvirate. Yeah,
see, I told you I promised you a treat, not at 12:30. See, I even surprised you. It's even an hour earlier. 11:30 to 12 o'clock. It's the Caroline Lunavout with the... With what?
Mean.
With what?
Do you know what you have?
Look at those eyes. Just look at those eyes of the weird beard.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a good job it's not television.
Oh, listen, I am so...
Come on.
Do you know his beard is going grey?
It's not.
It's RF, baby. It's RF.
It is not.
It's RF.
It's RF.
Yeah, you and your bleach blonde hair there.
No.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
I
promised we wouldn't have any ducky. Anyway, I'll tell you what we're going to do now, people.
No, hold on. Let's see. Wait a minute. We got to see if this is right now. Yep, it's perfect. It's all ready for starting.
Right. After the count of three.
One, two, three.
Sentimental song.
Sentimental melody.
Songs.
Sentimental song.
Sentimental song. Sentimental song there from Freddie Davis. What can I say about it?
That comes from Major Minor.
That comes from Major Minor. As, this is our Lunabout tonight. I can't say, poor old Johnny Walker is going to have my head for this for sure, but it's our last half hour, all three of us together.
Together.
For a little bit of forgiveness.
Oh, come on now. That isn't very nice.
That's a joke.
Yes, okay. Here's a joke.
Oh, I just thought it was a joke, actually.
Yes?
There's two guys standing by the side of the road, and they're both holding up little notices which said, "Prepare to meet thy doom," and such things like that. And two birds walked by, and one of them turned around and he said, "Shall we have our last fling?"
How very funny.
Well, I thought it was funny anyway. I heard it from Tony Blackburn.
Who's that guy anyway?
I don't know. He's some guy.
Hey, that's not... That's
hello, Tony, baby.
Hey,
yes.
Hey, cut it out.
Hello, Mr...
shut your mouth wide open now.
I understand, Mr.
Glenn, Mitchell. Hey, Glenn, tell us all... What is this next track, anyways, that we're supposed to be playing?
It's something very crazy because
it's a traditional London folk song.
And it comes on the latest Cream LP, Disraeli Gears. And you know what Cream is?
Yeah.
There's something out of this world, you know. It's very trippy type music, if you can put it that way. And right at the end of this track, they've got a weird thing on, which is supposed to make you laugh, I guess. And it's called Mother's Lament.
Mother's Lament.
It's very, very English, and it's actually very funny. If you heard it on the whole LP, if you heard the other part of the LP, you'd realize just how funny it was being on this sort of.
Well, do you think we should play it?
Musical recording on your radio.
All those people who think we should play it, please.
All right. What do you say? A one, two, three.
Yeah.
Again.
My baby has gone down the plug.
We have him on in a funny way. Actually, I can't even hear myself.
He's a funny guy.
All right, what do you think? Should we play this next one?
I think we should play it.
It's by Frank Ifield, right?
I think we should play it
all the time. Yeah.
The last half hour before. Wait a minute.
To welcome you to Dartmoor Prison.
No, I do not believe
my husband and I.
That's Glenn Adams' voice bits. Number two. That's what it says right there on the cassette, which you slipped right.
That's a secret. I've got people in the studio here employed by me to do that all
my
day
Lord.
Long. All day long.
It is.
Oh,
gentlemen. I've got them again here. Look.
All right, let's try one more.
Are you ready next door?
Hit it. Oh, yeah, Frank, come on, fellas. Come on,
Frank,
fellas. Another
supper.
One.
Back come on. Okay, all right. Three, one, two, three. Right, fellas. Fellas, will you pay attention?
A one, two, three.
Entry in prison diary. February the 2nd. At sea.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
That was Saturday night on the Me and Megan Min.
Well, listen, you know, you know, Christmas coming up, you know, it's only 2 weeks away from today, and we've decided that we're going to play some Christmas carols for you. How about this psychedelic Christmas carol? What do you think about this one?
It's too much, baby.
Hey, Glenn, what's the story with these bells in San Francisco?
Well, it's the story of, they're actually psychedelic. This is the psychedelic Santa Claus that comes into psychedelic San Francisco. On his psychedelic reindeer with flowers in their ears.
Psychedelic ear
coming
holes.
Down all your psychedelic chimneys, giving you psychedelic presents.
Enough, enough. The bells of San Francisco now from the Carnegie Hall.
Wait, it's an old long playing Wetzel in the gramophone record. Then played. No gramophone.
Well, we must dig for one.
Right. Got it.
Put it on.
Doesn't fit me at all.
The bells of San Francisco.
The four of us, the Caroline Quartet. For your listening pleasure, tune up, maestro. We're now tuning up for your listening pleasure tonight on Caroline. The Caroline Quartet now brings you a Christmas carol just for your... Forget it. Absolutely forget it. Dave Smith and the Astronauts.
Break down.
I need a lover. Lover like you.
Lover Like You, that's a new one from Dave Smith and the Astronauts, and it's found on the Columbia label. I better get that out before... I just might add, just shortly, with all the voices behind me in the background, you see, this is the last half hour of the three of us together, four of us, including our one and single only engineer. Thank you very much for the coat.
I just want to take this opportunity of saying hello to our northern brothers in Macclesfield and Altrincham and all points south of London. Hello to Altrincham and Macclesfield from all of us on Thea. Thank you and good night.
I think that was Stevie Merrick.
It was not.
Who was it?
Well, I don't really know, Connor.
Hey, really, you know, we really all ought to say hello to our northern brothers because they're off the airwaves and I'm sure that they listen to us now and then. Hello, northern brothers.
Hello,
one,
northern brothers.
One, two, three.
Hello, northern brothers.
Don't forget Freddy the Bear.
I'm Freddy the Bear.
Beautiful. Thank you, gentlemen. Hey, you know what's coming up? The Marmalade. It's a new one on, called Man in a Shop. It's on CBS. And you know what? I think we ought to sing Roger Twiggy Day's Sure Shot Jingle. Right. Are you ready?
Roger Day picks this hit too.
Go, go, go. It's from a group called The Marmalade, and it's called Man in a Shop. It's found on the CBS label, and
people,
we're still here.
Do you know what he did, people?
Yes.
What did I do before?
He belched.
No.
Belched.
Well, that's because I've had too many of them Smith's Crisps.
Sing a song of Smith's Crisps, a packet full of fudge. Mama's up for Christmas for all of us too much. When the box was open, we saw our favorite Crisps.
Yes, Smith's are first of flavor on your Christmas shopping list.
You better believe it's out of sight. From the Foundation's number 11 on the Countdown to Sound.
Baby, now that I found you.
On the Pie label. Sing it.
Sing, baby.
Fantastic. Oh, I wish it was still up there.
Is
what
Fred,
do you say?
Fred, right in the next studio there.
Yeah,
Stevie,
I think.
Stevie, give him
Fred,
a cue.
Fred, come
right.
on now, Fred.
Come
Freddy,
on,
come on now.
That's it, baby.
Mr. Siegel, how long have you been with us?
20 minutes.
What a splendid record of devotion and honesty.
Of course, man.
Question, why was I desperate?
Answer, because your record hasn't reached a hit parade.
Oh, no, I should have let that go after that, but I won't, because we're going to play just one more sound before we sign off the air tonight. And I think after all of this, we've got to dedicate this one to a very special person, the person who would usually be sitting in this seat, Johnny Walker. From the Four Tops, Walk Away Renee.
And when I see the sign that points one way.
Broadcasting started out a little seriously there, as I said before, but like I've also said, there's nothing better than going to bed with a smile on your face. No, Even when the bad times are, well, something you can't do anything about it, there's nothing better than smiling and thinking of the brighter days ahead, right? Well, as I said also, we've got all three of us, four of us in here tonight, and we're going to wish you a special good night, you see, because this will be the last night we're all going to be together.
I love you.